AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. BorgWarner's 51-week trend signal absorbs a 3.6% pullback as auto parts breadth stays thin. BWA slipped on lighter participation, but the longer weekly structure remains strong against a consumer cyclical sector where few names carry positive relative strength. Research brief. BorgWarner closed the week ended 19 June at $71.84, down 3.6%, after a 32.8% 12-week advance and a 122.0% gain over the past year. The weekly trend signal remains active for 51 of the past 52 weeks, with price still 30.6% above the $55 trend line. The evidence is constructive, but no longer one-sided. Volume was only 0.9 times the 13-week average. The stock is 86.7% above ShareMaestro fair value, and two recent reversal markers keep risk on the screen. Key points. 1. BWA fell 3.6% in the latest week, underperforming the U.S. auto parts group's negative 1.3% average weekly return. 2. The longer move remains strong, with 4-week and 12-week returns of 9.4% and 32.8% respectively. 3. The trend signal is active, with 98.1% trend breadth across the past 52 weeks and price 30.6% above the weekly trend line. 4. Volume was 12.0 million shares, or 0.9 times the 13-week average of 13.6 million, leaving the latest move without strong participation confirmation. 5. Risk is valuation and positioning-led. The stock sits 85.2% up its 52-week range, 8.9% below the high, and 86.7% above ShareMaestro fair value. Weekly price action cools, but the trend regime is still intact. BorgWarner's latest week was a pause, rather than a breakdown. The stock closed at $71.84, down 3.6%, after pushing to within 8.9% of its 52-week high of $78.82. Even after the setback, BWA remains high in its annual range at 85.2%, and the 51-week active trend signal keeps the weekly regime constructive. The scale of the prior advance matters. BWA is still up 9.4% over 4 weeks, 32.8% over 12 weeks, 60.4% over 26 weeks, and 122.0% over 52 weeks. That profile supports the continuation setup, but the latest loss shows momentum has lost some urgency near the upper end of the range. Sector and industry context is supportive in pressure, weaker in breadth. BorgWarner sits in consumer cyclical in the auto parts industry, a group where participation is uneven. The sector's average weekly return was negative 0.3%, while only 33.0% of the sector carried active weekly trend signals, and 23.0% showed positive relative strength. BWA's positive trend, market dynamics, and relative strength readings therefore stand out against a thin sector base. Within U.S. auto parts, the contrast is similar. The group fell 1.3% on average for the week and has a negative 4-week average return of negative 0.5%, while 12-week performance is healthier at 10.6%. BWA's 9.4% 4-week gain ranked 12th among 57 industry names, and its 32.8% 12-week advance ranked 8th, leaving it ahead of most peers despite the latest weekly decline. Market dynamics remain positive, but volume confirmation is only moderate. ShareMaestro's activity pressure read is positive at 1.68, and the expectancy model is positive at 62.38%, giving the forward weekly read a constructive bias. Relative strength is also positive at 33.29, though it is eased from the prior week's 41.08, which argues for monitoring whether the pullback is just digestion or the start of broader loss of sponsorship. Participation was not decisive. Latest volume was 12.0 million shares, below the 13-week average of 13.6 million and the 52-week average of 13.2 million, both at 0.9 times. That means the 3.6% decline did not arrive on heavy distribution, but it also means buyers did not show force after the prior run. A stronger confirmation signal would require a materially higher volume ratio on the next directional move. Fair value premium and reversal markers define the risk frame. The main risk is not that the trend has failed, but that the stock is priced for continued demand. BWA trades 30.6% above its $55 trend line and 86.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $38.47. That premium can persist in strong momentum phases, but it raises the cost of disappointment if activity pressure fades or relative strength rolls over. Recent risk data are still balanced rather than hostile. Over the 52-week window, BWA logged 36 positive weeks and 16 negative weeks, with average gains of 3.7% against average losses of 2.9%. Recent volatility at 3.4% is below the 52-week baseline of 4.5%. The watchlist is clear. The $55 trend line remains the regime level. Activity pressure needs to stay positive, and volume above 1.5 times would be the cleaner sign of renewed institutional participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.